You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN's Daily Energy Blog, which is a fun and insightful daily commentary on oil, gas, NGL, and refined product markets. Each morning, we cover commodity fundamentals and industry changes to keep you informed of developing trends across the U.S. energy landscape.
Monday, March 2, 2026. Where she goes, for Gulf Coast refined products, it's down to Mexico by truck, rail, ship, and pipe. Published by Housley Carr. U.S. exports of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel to Mexico have been mostly rising the past 15 years as Mexican demand for refined products stabilized, the utilization of south-of-the-border refineries sagged, COVID hit, and most recently, Pemex, the state-owned oil and gas company, started bringing its new Dos Bocas refinery online. Over that same decade and a half, the Mexican government's policy on the import-related roles of Pemex and private companies has zigged and zagged, complicating and ultimately slowing efforts to develop new midstream infrastructure. In today's RBN blog, we'll review Mexico's refined product demand, production, and imports from the U.S., and discuss what likely lies ahead. Mexico is obviously a key trading partner in general, and has been the number one source of total U.S. imports since 2023, when it overtook China for that top spot, and in 2025 it also became the number one recipient of total U.S. exports, ending, at least for now, Canada's third of a century run at the top of that heap. It will come as no surprise to our readers that energy, or more specifically, crude oil, natural gas, gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel, is a major factor in all that U.S.-Mexico trade. Mexico still is shipping significant volumes of heavy crude to Gulf Coast refineries, and the U.S. every day is moving billions of cubic feet of natural gas and hundreds of thousands of barrels of refined products south of the border. Mexico is by far the number one destination for those products. We recently examined U.S. to Mexico natural gas exports and the role of non-state pipeline companies in our three-part blog series, Private Dancers. Today, we shift our attention to refined products. We'll begin with a big-picture look at Mexico's demand for gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel, the highly variable output of Pemex's refineries over the years, and the pace of Mexico's refined product imports from the U.S. After that, we'll discuss how gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel make their way from Gulf Coast refineries to the Mexican market. Combined demand for gasoline, jet fuel, and diesel in Mexico rose by almost half in the first decade of the 21st century, from about 900,000 barrels per day in 2000 to 1.3 million barrels per day in 2010, due to a combination of population and economic gains. Demand growth has moderated since then, averaging 1.3 million barrels per day in 2015 and just under 1.4 million barrels per day in 2024 and 2025. There was a sizable dip in 2020, to just 1.1 million barrels per day, due to COVID. Over the same 2015 to 2025 period, Mexican demand for gasoline increased from 807,000 barrels per day to 835,000 barrels per day, while diesel demand grew from 421,000 barrels per day to 427,000 barrels per day, and jet fuel demand rose by one-third, from 74,000 barrels per day to 101,000 barrels per day. You might think that Pemex's six legacy refineries, with a combined capacity of 1.6 million barrels per day, would be able to meet a substantial portion of Mexico's refined product needs, but no. The fact is, while those refineries through the 2000s operated at relatively high utilization rates, approaching 80% most years, their performance declined precipitously in the 2010s due to a lack of investment, inadequate maintenance, and less than stellar management. By 2019, the refineries had a utilization rate of less than 40%. Yikes! Adding to the misery, the refined product, gasoline plus jet fuel plus diesel, yield of Pemex's refineries has been hovering around 55%, compared to a yield of near 90% at their U.S. counterparts. Andrés Manuel López Obrador, aka AMLO, who served as Mexico's president from December 2018 to October 2024, made increasing refinery utilization and refined product yields a high priority, and also initiated the plan to have Pemex build a seventh refinery, the 340,000 barrels per day Dos Bocas facility in Mexico's Tabasco state, which, after significant delays and cost overruns in the billions, started coming online in mid-2024. More on Dos Bocas later. The sharp decline in the Pemex refinery's utilization through the 2010s and their low refined product yields left Mexico with little choice but to ramp up its imports from the U.S. For simplicity's sake, we'll focus on gasoline and diesel, which together account for the vast majority of the imported volumes. We should note that Mexico already had been importing at least some gasoline and diesel, From 2000 through 2009, it received an average of 139,000 barrels per day, 109,000 barrels per day of gasoline, and 30,000 barrels per day of diesel. Those volumes took off in the 2010s and hit a peak of 799,000 barrels per day, 511,000 barrels per day of gasoline, and 288,000 barrels per day of diesel, in 2018. From 2019 through 2024, U.S. gasoline and diesel exports to Mexico plateaued, averaging 741,000 barrels per day, 463,000 barrels per day of gasoline, and 278,000 barrels per day of diesel, over that period. While the ramp-up of the Dos Bocas refinery reduced those volumes materially in the first 11 months of 2025 to an average of 666,000 barrels per day, 447,000 barrels per day of gasoline, and 219,000 barrels per day of diesel, they remain well short of the self-sufficiency levels AMLO and his successor, President Claudia Sheinbaum, have been promoting as major objectives. The plateauing of U.S. gasoline and diesel exports to Mexico is attributable to at least a couple of factors, one being Pemex's ongoing efforts to improve utilization rates and refined product yields at its six legacy refineries, and the other being the startup of the Dos Bocas refinery. RBN's Refined Fuels Analytics Practice, or RFA, has estimated that the six refineries achieved a 2025 utilization rate north of 50%, not great by any means, but a significant improvement from a few years ago. Also, a new coker unit at Pemex's 315,000 barrels per day Tula refinery in Hidalgo State is reportedly nearing completion and would help to increase that facility's refined product yield. We'll caution, however, that the coker project has missed multiple previously targeted startup dates, and the operating performance of Pemex's three existing delayed cokers has been mediocre at best, so expectations of significant improvements at Tula should be tempered. As for Dos Bocas, while RFA expects it may take at least another year for the refinery to reach full and consistent operation, it is now at least producing meaningful volumes of gasoline and diesel, and thereby trimming how much of those fuels Mexico needs to import from the U.S. Of course, as with Mexico's legacy refineries, the ability to maintain consistent operations at Dos Bocas remains very uncertain, and RFA is forecasting sub-industry standard utilizations and yields at the plant as a result. That brings us to the matter of how gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel produced at Pemex's refineries or imported from the U.S. reaches its end users. Most of Pemex's production is transported by the company's two pipeline systems to the company's extensive set of storage and distribution terminals. The larger southern system is centered around Mexico City and connects to the Salamanca, Tula, Minatitlan, and Salina Cruz refineries. Salina Cruz also serves much of western Mexico via marine movements. The smaller northern system mostly serves northeastern Mexico, including the Monterrey Industrial Center in Nuevo León State, and connects to the Catarata and Madero refineries. From the terminals, virtually all of the refined products are delivered to service stations and other customers by tanker truck. The process for importing gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel into Mexico from the U.S. is more complicated. The largest share of cross-border deliveries is by tanker truck, with the next largest tranche moving by rail, most of it via unit trains on the Canadian Pacific Kansas City Rail Network. That network, formed by the 2023 merger of Canadian Pacific and Kansas City Southern, includes more than 3,000 miles of track in Mexico. Smaller railed volumes are transferred at the U.S.-Mexico border from Union Pacific and other U.S. railroads to Ferromex, which operates the largest railroad network in Mexico and which is co-owned by Grupo México, 74%, and Union Pacific, 26%. Additional volumes of U.S.-sourced refined products are piped to Mexico or shipped there by tanker. In an upcoming blog, we'll examine these various approaches to transporting gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel from the Gulf Coast to Mexico in more detail. We'll also discuss the prospects for Pemex providing a larger share of Mexico's refined product needs, as well as the long-term outlook for U.S. exports of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel to its southern neighbor. Mexican demand for refined products, Pemex's refineries, and U.S. exports to Mexico are among the topics discussed in the latest edition of RFA's Future of Fuels report, which was released a couple of weeks ago. For more on the report, visit the Analytics tab on our website at rbnenergy.com. Where She Goes was written by Benito Martinez, Bad Bunny, Mero Borrero, Mag, and Roberto Rosado. It appears as the 17th song on Bad Bunny's fifth studio album, Nadie Sabe Lo Que Va a Pasar Mañana, Nobody Knows What Will Happen Tomorrow. The Jersey Club track is about a girl he met and wonders if he will ever see again. It is sung mostly in Spanish. Released as the first single from the album in May 2023, it went to number 1 on the Billboard Latin Airplay and number 8 on the Billboard Hot 100 singles charts. Personnel on the record were Bad Bunny, lead vocals, and Carlos Lopez, programming, conductor. Nadie sabe lo que va a pasar mañana was recorded at various studios in Puerto Rico during 2023 and produced by Albert Hype, Angel, Buho, Bird, Chris Jedi, Mac Coogan, Aiden Cullen, DJ Joe, Digital Jet, Edsclusive, Foreign Trek, Frankie, Gabby Music, Hassi, Hydro, La Paciencia, Lanalyzer, Mag, Maker, John Milley, Sauceman36, Smash David, Stats, Tiny, and Zazu. The 21-song album was released in October 2023 and went to number 1 on the Billboard 200 Albums chart. Artists have to apply to the Recording Industry Association of America to have their album certified, and there are no RIAA certifications on this album. Bad Bunny, Benito Antonio Martinez Ocasio, is a Puerto Rican rapper, singer, and record producer. Known as the King of Latin Trap, he is credited with achieving worldwide recognition for Spanish-language rap music. He released the successful single Dies in 2016, which led to a record deal with Hear This Music. Bad Bunny has released 7 studio albums, a compilation album, an EP and 108 singles and has sold more than 124 million records worldwide. He has won 6 Grammy Awards and 17 Latin Grammy Awards, and was named Artist of the Year by Billboard in 2022 and 2025. Bad Bunny has appeared in 5 motion pictures and 13 television shows and was the halftime entertainment for Super Bowl 60. He continues to record and is in the midst of another world tour.
Thanks for listening to the RBN Daily Energy Blogcast. For more information on energy market reports, maps, and consulting engagements, please visit us at rbnenergy.com. And thanks for rocking with us.